Former Vice President Joe Biden was in a joking mood today, saying to a crowd that various people at a public event gave him permission to hug or touch them. A number of women have come out publicly to say they felt uncomfortable because of the way he touched them in the past, though they're not claiming sexual harassment or assault. It started with former Nevada State Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, who spoke on NPR, among other places, about her experience with Biden at a campaign rally in 2014.
Eva Longoria was in front of me. Joe Biden was behind me. And, you know, I just all of a sudden feel his hands and I feel him get up really close to me. And I'm just, you know, at that point processing and I'm thinking, okay, this is really weird. But then he leans in and then he like inhales and then he proceeds to plant this long kiss on the top of my head. And the entire time I'm just kind of like, what is happening?
We're going to take the politics out of this for a moment and look at these allegations in the context of the Me Too movement. Joining us now is Terry O'Neill, who's executive director of the National Employment Lawyers Association and former president of the National Organization for Women. Welcome to Here and Now. And obviously, this is a very different allegation than so many others in the Me Too movement. But do you think this is part of the Me Too movement?
First, yes, there's a very big difference. And second, yes, this is part of the Me Too movement. I think this is an incredibly important conversation for us to have nationally. I actually come at this from the perspective of employment law and from the perspective of really truly eradicating discrimination from the workplace. And clearly, that kind of behavior in the workplace is unacceptable.
But do you think at all that it sort of dilutes the Me Too movement when you have allegations like this, which are in a very different category than, let's say, Harvey Weinstein?
You know, I don't think it dilutes it. I think what's important about the Me Too movement is that it has lifted up not only that there are predators who are known to be predators in some workplaces who are protected by people in power, and that's a bad thing. That's the Harvey Weinstein, that's the Charlie Rose and those kinds of behaviors. But the Me Too movement is powerful and broad precisely because it goes beyond that. And it actually forces us to have a conversation about why is it that women are subjected to this kind of behavior? Well, one reason that that happens is because of stereotyped thinking about who gets to have sexual access to women. Predators like Harvey Weinstein thinks that he should have sexual access to women, that they don't have any right to say no or to have any control over their bodies. That's a predator. But then there's the people who, on the basis of these stereotypes, engage in jokes. And the reason we laugh at them as a society is precisely because the stereotype exists. Like, for instance, a remark that a father needs to be very, very protective against this handsome guy on behalf of his daughter. Well, the stereotype behind that joke, lighthearted remark, is that fathers have sexual control over their daughters until they become adults, at which point husbands have sexual control over their wives. I mean, that's truly what's behind this. And the Me Too movement has surfaced some of these conversations. And I think it's very healthy for us, our society, to begin dealing with those kinds of issues.
But you wouldn't call Joe Biden in this case a predator, I don't think. And you probably
not even close.
And he's
right.
Not making a joke at the expense of women. So what category does what he's doing fall into, do you think?
It falls into this category. It falls into a category of behaviors that he did not intend to be offensive, which the person receiving the behavior was offended by. So you have a situation where someone who acts or speaks does not intend to be offensive, but the person receiving it is offended. And I think as a society, we need to hold both of those truths as truths, and that the more powerful person, and let's be clear, in America, white male equals privilege. And so the more powerful, more privileged people need to step back for a moment and reflect that what I send is not necessarily what you receive.
Well, here is what Joe Biden said in the video in response to not just Lucy Flores' allegation, but others as well.
You know, social norms have begun to change, they've shifted, and the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful. That's my responsibility. My responsibility, and I'll meet it. But I'll always believe governing, quite frankly, life for that matter, is about connecting with people. That won't change, but I will be more mindful and respectful of people's personal space.
How difficult do you think it is for a white male in this country to be more mindful when, as you say, one of the reasons that these things become a big deal is because one side sees it one way and one side sees it another way?
The way it has to be done is the more powerful person has to listen and practice deep listening. Good for Joe Biden, by the way, for committing to be more mindful. Mindful is good. Deep listening is equally important, and he has to commit to deep listening. I'm an upper middle class, white, cisgendered, heterosexual woman. I need to remind myself constantly of the need for deep listening as well. So it's not just I've learned something and now I have it in my head that I've learned and now I'm going to behave accordingly. I think it's also I need to hear someone saying something that initially makes no sense to me. And I need to really try to understand why this person is, what she's saying makes sense to her but doesn't make sense to me. That's the deep listening that needs to happen. It's really hard for privileged people to get there. But I applaud a stated intention of Vice President Biden to try to get there. I think it has to be more than, yes, I've been informed. It's got to be more. I am going to be listening in an ongoing way because guess what? Not everybody responds the same way to the same behavior, right? Some women, it's just fine. Mm-hmm. Other women, it's offensive. It's uncomfortable. You can't just say, I'm going to be one way for everybody because that's what I want to be. You have to say, I will be in relationship, meaning actually listening to different people who have different responses to the way I behave.
Well, then in that case, do you think that it's appropriate for this story about what happened with Joe Biden to come out in such a public way when he's deciding whether to run for president and actually may be a reason that he doesn't run for president or may make his run more difficult just because of this incident and some others like it that people found uncomfortable and that he should have been more mindful of, you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think that these national conversations are painful. I think that painful consequences happen when we have these conversations. We avoid, and then poof, someone finally speaks out and it kind of blows up in everybody's faces. That's a shame. That doesn't mean that it's okay to not have the conversation.
Do you think we're going to start to see more of these kinds of allegations that are kind of in the Joe Biden category come out now that Lucy Flores and others have come out and talked about what happened with him?
You know, I think we might. And I think one of the reasons is because I'm going to again take this back to the workplace. One of the biggest problems with invading someone's boundary or invading their space is that it throws the person off and she can't do her job that she went to that workplace to do. It's extraordinarily difficult to win discrimination cases in court. That kind of behavior might not rise to the level that courts demand in order to have any kind of legal accountability. But in the workplace itself, it is absolutely not okay for some people to be thrown off of their ability to do a good job because they're being made uncomfortable. So that's why I say these conversations are extremely important. I think more and more awareness is being raised. So I think these conversations are going to continue to happen. And I don't think it's going to be limited to candidates for office.
And what do you think is the best way for people to respond when they've been accused of something like this?
I think the first thing they need to say, assuming that they didn't intend any offense, is to say, I'm sorry, I did not intend offense. And now I need to listen to you. And if you're willing to talk, I would like to listen.
That is Terry O'Neill, who is executive director of the National Employment Lawyers Association and former president of the National Organization for Women. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.